Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Oh, wow. I'm energized today. I'm feeling pretty lit up. How about you?
I love how you're like, wow.
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 That's just where I'm at.
You say wow and I say amazing. So
yeah,
together.
Wow.
I love the intro where you're like, lights you up. I mean, it's just like, I can just see how sparkly and happy it is. Every time I hear
so
that,
sparkly.
It just makes me smile.
I've been up since 6 a.m., you know, got some good things done, and I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go for today.
You know, I've been reading about your morning routine and how important your morning routine is.
You've been reading it like where? In my journal, or is this publicized somewhere?
No, just telepathically. I've been just dialing in. Like, right. It's more
my morning routine. How many people on planet Earth care about my morning routine?
Well, I'm just going to leave it at that. Yay!
Anyway, we're very excited because we have one of our superstars, one of our favorite people who we've interviewed before. We have Sandra McEllis back with us. She is an extraordinary human. I love the embodiment of the soul. That one thing could lead to so
that
many
like,
different
da, da, da,
conversations.
That
was like, da-da-da-da. The embodiment of the soul. Yeah, dot, dot, dot. I mean, we can go so many places. So welcome back, Sandra. Thank you for being a guest again. How are you doing today?
I'm well, Brian and Kelly. Thank you for having me.
Awesome.
It's my pleasure.
Well, just in case our listeners have grown quite a bit since the last time we connected with you. So we do
we're now from
give,
4 to 5.
we do want to give our fresh ears the chance to get to know you. And so we are going to ask again for you to kind of dig back into the earlier parts of your life where you maybe had an experience or a number of experiences where you can relate now and go, oh, well, that's why I do what I do. So paint a picture of some of those experiences in your life that that led you here today.
Well, I think as a small child, you know, as I've said before, I was intuitive and didn't know what intuitive was. I just knew things. I would know what parents were talking about and whether I should enter the room or not.
That's awesome.
I would know if a teacher was upset with me before I even got my grade. You know, I could just tell by the way the papers were being handed out that I wasn't up to snuff on this one. I just sort of knew where to fall in line with being second to 5 siblings. I learned to read energy when I was a child. My older sister was a little volatile. So I learned how to maneuver around that and figure out where my place was, not only to be out of the shuffle of maybe a flying fist, but also out of my mother's radar of, oh crap, who started that? I mean, I've always followed my intuition as far as what I do in my life. And it just has amplified more as I've gotten older. It answers questions on why I felt so viscerally about organized religion. I was very attracted to the ancient healing arts, although it was not prevalent when I was growing up in the 60s and 70s. And then it's led me really into my adulthood. And I've realized that many people follow the programmed way of living. That's what drives their car. Whereas it needs to be more of the soul and the spirit's agenda. And so that's where I've sort of taken my adult life and then developed it into more of the embodiment of the soul and how to work from the soul being in the driver's seat versus all of the other programs.
So you are a certified life coach and past past life regression, I can't talk.
Hypnotherapy.
Today. Thank you. Hypnotherapy. Say that five times. Reiki on multiple different modalities or platforms or mm-hmm. learnings. So I love that you said that spirit led you to call yourself an embodiment coach. That's how do you put those two words together?
Well, first of all, embodiment means you're living and breathing. You know, you can meet someone, they go, oh gosh, they're just the embodiment of love. They're just, everything about them is just exudes love, all their actions, their words, just everything about that. And so embodiment of the soul was actually the name was gifted to me by a shamanic friend. And it just encompassed everything that I was already working on, but just didn't have the connection of a title, so to speak, because I'm not into words and brands and titles. I'm more into the essence of the feelings and the initiations from that aspect, from the heart aspect, than I am brands, titles, names, words.
I just see the alignment of all the chakra, but then also up to the stars, but then also down to the earth. Like I just see that all that alignment, and it's just like you're in the middle in that physical form, but you're just dialed in all these different ways.
Yes, and you're visual like I am, so that was a good visual.
Did you like that one?
I did.
Yeah,
that was talented, Kelly.
Woohoo!
Yes, girl, go.
And me is way on the outside. I'm like. Knowing my question is, what does that look like to you? Because every intuitive, every psychic, every whatever your modality is, even if you're in the same quote unquote, you know, field, you can have a different professional approach. So for those out there listening and going, oh, you know, intuition, embodiment, all of these things that we're kind of just starting to touch on, what is your experience of energy, or what does it look like for you when you're working with a client? Do you see things? Is it a feeling? Is it all of it? Just walk us through what it's like for you, you know, when you're working with someone.
Okay, so let's answer the question of, you know, how do I work with being the embodiment of my soul?
Ooh.
I think that's really what we're trying to ask here. And that is, you know, although I've had a lot of training in many different healing modalities and quantum healing and so on, I realized that I naturally knew how to follow my intuition and my soul's mission. And that was because that's who I dialogued with. You know, before I entered a room or answered a question or learned to play with energy, that is what I worked with. And so later with all the trainings, it then taught me that I already innately had all that. Now, how do I simplify that and help other people bring that into their life? And really, it's about empowering each and every person on an individual or group level to tap in to just start talking with yourself. Is this right for me in this moment? Or am I just following a program, following the herd, or following something emotionally because I don't want to have the backlash when I really want to do something else? And it's just a deeper, broader way of maneuvering yourself in a physical form, housing the spirit, housing the soul, which is your recorder of your spiritual experiences. And you can't really have any of those without the physical vehicle on this earth plane at this time.
Well, I think you said it beautifully in your pre-interview notes that you learned to become a chameleon.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, if you think about it, you had to on so many different ways and planes. And I mean, like, right? You're looking at religion and you're like, eh. You're looking at energy. You're looking at the teachers. I mean, all the different places that you were plopped into your world, you had to be a chameleon. I was going to go into all these different pictures I'm seeing, but I'm like, nope, it's a chameleon.
It is a chameleon. And you know, to also answer your question, Brian, how does that look in a client situation? I see pictures just like Kelly does. I get visuals. I get pictures, and then I may get information from those pictures in the vocabulary that I have. But all of it comes from having that core rooted power and trusting those pictures and the information that I get, even if I might not even know what the answer or the feedback or the response is from a client. And I do this with friends, with family, I always tap in. And then if there's something I'm not supposed to respond to, I just become a different color and blend in with the room and don't agree or disagree with something. So it helps me find a space of neutral.
Yeah. And so this made me think of probably your own evolution and process. Like, how are you, do you have an internal process where you go, okay, I'm recognizing my abilities or how I'm able to serve people today? Do you go through your own process of trying to evolve that, or is it just natural and you don't really bother thinking about that? Is it, what kind of side do you fall on?
I fall on the side of it being very natural, but at the same time, I evolve every single day just by the experiences that come across my plate, whether they're the same experiences as yesterday, but I change the experience by being more aware of the situation that's occurring, if that makes sense. So totally. I'm a feeler. Yes. I feel very, very deeply. And I grew up being taught that you don't do what you feel, you do as you're supposed to do. So I followed that program, but I tried my best to tune in as often as I could. And now that I'm older and out on my own and grown up and have my own house, I make my own decisions based on my feeling. And then I also work with clients on how to tap back into that innate ancient dialogue that you have, that you're born with before there was words, before there was anything else. How do you get in touch with the informational pathways of feeling?
Okay, so we only have a couple minutes left in this segment, but I really feel like we teed up to this. Talk about past life regression work, because you just talked about that before words. Mm-hmm. And as our audience is growing, you know, Brian and I are like, oh yeah, we'd love past life regression and working on it. And we've had our Akashic records opened and. But as someone that might be curious of what you'd be bringing in with your past life to this life, I'm going to stop right there and just let you go, because I don't want to get too wordy on it.
Sure. Well, in regression work, we have what's called the subconscious. That's our big storage unit. It's our attic. It's where everything is on a 24/7 surveillance from the time we're in utero. And if you just want to take it on this particular lifetime, from the time you're born, everything is recorded, whether you remember it or not. And so in those storage unit of the subconscious is what affects behavior and responses and reactions to life. And then on top of that, we have the programs of our parents and the surroundings and the schooling and the education and all the things that we're learning to bob and maneuver through in our daily life. And it affects us in our today. So when we get into a regression session, we ask spirit to pull out what's pertinent in this very moment. You know, what might be something that's stored in there that's affecting me, maybe in a not so healthy, happy way, or it's hindering or sabotaging, or it helps me go in and find a nugget, helps me go in and find a talent and a treasure that I didn't know I had, because it's covered up by all these clouds and boxes and debris and dust and programs that we call programs. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. It's a pretty big nut.
I was about to say that you did great with getting that one.
Yeah.
Well, and it's interesting. We just interviewed Wendy Coulter, who is a medical intuitive, and she was talking about one of her clients that she had that came in with, I think it was a break or a fracture in their arm. And there was the physical old break, but then also there was the emotional tie that when the client was in the hospital, her boyfriend broke up with her. And this was a long time ago. And the client had just recently gone through a breakup. And when she was little, she tapped into, the mother was, I don't want to say abusing this client, but with a cane at that, and she was using that hand at that particular spot to defend herself from the cane. So it's all of those mind-body tie-ins that are just fascinating that not everybody looks at. Sorry, tangent.
That's very, very true. And, you know, I get medical information when I work with people or have my hands on them doing advanced healing work. You know, messages will come through to me as they're coming through to the client. And we almost go on the journey together. So I'm sort of visually in their journey with them, beside them in a energetic form as they're experiencing all these things that they're going through. And everything is in the physical, mental, spiritual, the etherical, the emotional body. We have to look at all of those, and they're all stored. They're all stored in our energetic frequencies.
It's like our little, it's like our spreadsheet.
Yes.
Okay, you guys, that's wrapping up segment one, Being Curious with Kelly and Brian. Brian and Kelly, we are here with Sandra, and oh my gosh, segment two is going to be great. AM 950, Edge Magazine, just be curious. We'll be right back.
Attention, curious practitioners in the realm of transformative experiences, holistic wellness, intuitive guidance, and metaphysical arts. Are you ready to expand your horizons and take your practice to new heights? Join the Edge Partner Directory, where your expertise can shine and your services can transform lives. We are dedicated to creating a community of practitioners who are as curious and passionate as you are about guiding others on their journeys of self-discovery, healing, and growth. As a member of the Edge Partner Directory, you will connect with a network of like-minded practitioners who share your curiosity and passion for exploring the depths of human potential, and showcase your unique offerings to a diverse audience of seekers actively looking for transformative experiences here, there, and everywhere. Embrace your curiosity and take the next step in your practice's journey to becoming an Edge Partner. Learn more at edgedirectory.net. Again, go to edgedirectory.net.
Discover Strains of the Earth, your go-to destination for all things holistic. This family-owned dispensary in Jordan and Carver offers a curated collection of high-quality THC products such as seltzers, edibles, tinctures, and more. Our knowledgeable staff members can guide you with expert recommendations and responsible usage tips. Explore the selection at strainsoftheearth.com and enjoy convenient delivery right to your home. Strains of the Earth, saving the world with cannabis.
You know, I love this music. We got to do a call out to Daryl at Wild Horse Recording. He did some awesome custom music for us. And I just always get smiley and happy when I hear our intros, because I'm like, it's ours.
Daryl is the best. I'm actually going to say something quick. For anyone who loves like a little snack, Daryl actually taught me to take your hummus and pour a little hot sauce on it and then use like a carrot or a chip. It's a miracle little snack. And I have to give Daryl all the credit for it. I just had to say that.
Now I'm like really hungry.
I know, it's so good. I actually had it for lunch today. Oh my God. The fact that you just said Daryl, I was like, I've been thinking about Daryl for the past couple of hours.
Well, you guys, okay, there's our little like side note. We are back. It is Kelly and Brian. Brian and Kelly here with Sandra. And Brian has a magical question for her.
Yeah, we're diving in. So There's this whole, I would say, narrative around what doesn't serve you. Anyone who's been to a coach or a therapist or, you know, maybe an annoying person at a family, you know, gathering that's like, well, that doesn't seem like it's serving you. And, you know, maybe it just doesn't come into your life at the right time. But the truth is, it's a really, really important question that to me, when I'm looking at what I want to do in my life, it's much more valuable for me to know what I don't want, because that lasers me in on the right direction. So I know, Sandra, you have some really, you actually have some new thoughts, perspectives on this whole conversation. And so I'm all ears. I can't wait to hear.
Well, you know, everything's frequency. Everything, person, place, thing, everything in the universe is frequency. And we're frequency within the symphony of this huge orchestra and multiple orchestras. And we find ourselves as energies changing and we're changing and we're up leveling, that a lot of things just don't resonate with us anymore. So particular foods may not agree with you anymore. They may not have agreed with you a while back, but now your stomach's telling you, oh, this isn't working. maybe the music or the information that you used to be able to take in is now like giving you a headache and it's just heavy and it's just bogging you down. Maybe it's the friendships that you have that you're like, ah, I just can't, I just don't have enough equity in my physical, mental, spiritual, and etheric and emotional body to even give this person, you know, 1 cent of that equity. And so we have to evaluate all of this stuff because it's programs that we've had that are bogging down our systems. And they're bogging down our systems at the same time that we're asking to evolve and up level, right? And so we're on this big, huge teeter-totter. And so until we learn to give to our equity and give more to these banks of spiritual, physical, mental, etheric, et cetera, we're just in depletion all the time because we're on repeat. We're on the back roll. We're on the same thing we did yesterday, we're doing today. And then we have no results. And of course, what does Google tell us? The definition of that is insanity. And so we have all these insane things going on in our lives and we're not able to really achieve our goals. A lot of that's in the old programming of our 95% subconscious. And a lot of that just coming forth new every single day. But until we step back and say, this isn't serving me. And then to take action with that and say, okay, today I would like my frequency to be here. I set my dial. And then I go into work and the phone calls come and the people start coming. And next thing I know, I'm like, oh my gosh, what the heck am I going to do now? Well, you've got to stop, drop, sit, connect with your breath, switch your dial back up to a happier point. Take a step back before you begin now to approach those phone calls. Maybe this one can wait. So you begin to put things in order and you can categorize things a little bit better so that you don't go home at the end of the day feeling like, okay, I'm going to stuff my face with cake because emotionally I need more in my bank, right? Or I need to turn on something really funny on television because I can't handle anything else because mentally I'm on overload. My bank is depleted. So we reach for all these programs that don't serve us instead of reaching for programs of deleting, cancel, alt, delete these old programs. And now how do I start filling them with something that is for my highest good? So I hope that helps and can lead you into the next question.
Yeah. So Sandra, that brings up, I think, a very relatable experience for probably everyone where maybe they do some good things in the morning. Maybe they feel like, oh, I actually, you know, ate some good food this morning. I even meditated or I did a workout. And then they get into the next environment and they're hit with an upset customer or client or whatever happens, life happens, right? And you kind of said very quickly something like stop, sit, something like that. Mm-hmm. But maybe just could you go into a bit more detail on actually providing a tool that someone can use just by listening to this conversation today, so that when we inevitably get into life, as we all do, we can go and use the tool that you give us?
So I would suggest preloading your bank account, right? Your bank account is your relationship with the emotional, your relationship with your mental, your physical, etc. Preload those things based on what it is you've got to do. You wouldn't go to the shopping mall and start shopping everywhere without knowing how much you're allowed to spend. Now, would you? Well, some people do, and they get themselves in debt, and then they kick their ass all the time from here to Sunday. Then they start returning things. Then you get into the emotional side of, what did I do that for? I knew better. Just like eating too much when you're hungry. If you have pre-eaten something before you go out to dinner, you may not stuff your face with the plates and the desserts and all that. And then you're stuffed full and then you're left feeling miserable. So if you can preload by stop, drop, sit, connect with the breath, what does that mean? That means stop for a moment, connect with yourself, expand your breath, set your parasympathetic nervous system, your energetic mood dial. Check in with yourself on what needs more before you place yourself into a situation where you're siphoned, where you're depleted, or you're making choices off autopilot. So preloading those, it's just like going to, we just had the holidays, right? How many people went to the holidays knowing they really didn't want to be there? They expanded their financial bank with all their gifts, or maybe they didn't get enough because of financial restriction, or they're emotionally upset because they really don't want to see their cousin's mother's brother or their parent or this or that, but they're forced into these situations. So if you can stop, drop, sit, connect with your breath, align, bring your frequency up, come to a place with a little more balance, and come in and only give what it is you have to give. Perhaps you're not going to over-talk. Maybe you're going to listen more. Maybe you're going to put your fork down at that plate, right? Maybe you're just going to be grateful before you go in for something else that takes you in from another standpoint of front-loading, being grateful. Being grateful can also balance all of the bodies as well. We preload with our vitamins. We preload with our exercise. We preload with what we know starts our day. Now we have to set it up with, okay, if I worked out this morning, where in my day do I need to get up and stretch a little bit? Because I'm not done with just that one workout. In the morning, mentally, I feel more clarity in the morning. How do I stop during the day, bring in some more clarity? Maybe pull back from my desk, maybe go out to the sunshine, maybe think of something that fills my heart, maybe being thankful, maybe the way I react with my paperwork on my desk. There's a lot of little tricks of the trade that you can do that you can expand your energy banks so that you, at the end of the day, you're not falling apart.
Well, and Sandra, it really, I'm always trying to, because I'm very... I have to make things so simple for myself to get it. And so when I'm listening to you, where I'm processing it is I'm going, well, when I did the best on tests in school and college and things like that, it was when I really understood the subject. And when it came time for the test, I either knew the information or I didn't. But if I knew the information, it was because I did the pre-work, the studying, right? And so as you were talking, I was trying to relate that to my experience in life. And I was recognizing that when I make better decisions, it's because I've spent the time actually getting to know myself. So that if I'm in a situation where I'm eating, if I really know myself and I know that feeling healthy and looking good are important, it's going to make my decision in the test of Thanksgiving mealtime, it's like, well, one plate of food is probably enough. And I don't need three plates of food plus all the desserts and all those types of things. So is that kind of how it works? Is it kind of that process?
Sure. And knowing yourself is working from the soul level. If once you kind of get rid of all the programming that everyone's placed upon you, and you're talking about the one plate is enough, but what if you come from a family that's like, oh no, you'll hurt somebody's feelings if you don't go back and take a second. So where do you know yourself enough? You trust yourself enough to have the boundaries by saying it was awesome and one serving was enough. And I look forward to having another one, just not right now.
Or
there's diplomatic ways to do it.
Well, absolutely. Or, you know, maybe on Thanksgiving. Now I'm the chubby girl, so I'm just going to throw that out there. Maybe you do the turkey trot and run the 5K. And maybe you drink a lot of water that day and you're like, today is going to be my day to be really have a lot of fun if fun is food for you. But then you get and you enjoy and you do it if you want to have that one plate or that three plates or whatever. But then you go back to giving that nourishment back to your body and that self-discipline the next day. Sorry, I'm just throwing that in there because, you know,
no, Kelly,
it is only like one important... day, like, right? And honoring it and then not being guilty about it. Like, I'm going to have this cup of coffee and I'm going to love it and I'm going to own it. And okay, sorry, I'm done.
No, you're so on point because one of the greatest shifts in my own experience of life was not getting into the self-shame. It's like, I'm human. I'm going to make mistakes. And, you know, overeating one time is not a huge deal. Now, if you compound that, you know, over 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, a lifetime, you get yourself in a lot of trouble. But I think there's kind of the opposite effect of like coaching and all this kind of therapeutic work, where you can get into this new game where you go, well, if I ever make a mistake, I'm wrong, or I'm somehow less than, or like that. And so that's a huge point that you bring up, because it's absolutely true.
Okay, so Sandra has bubbles over her head.
And everything's a lesson. If you can take the word mistake out and say, oh, that was a lesson. Is it a lesson I would repeat? Is it a lesson I would tweak? Is it a lesson that I want to carry forward? This is the mindfulness of deleting and canceling all of the old programming, and then creating your own playbook, really your own playbook for what works for you on a daily basis. And that goes into the present moment thinking. And we have to do that. It's one day at a time, one moment at a time, in order to be present and make decisions that are for the highest good, optimally for all things. And then asking yourself in that bank account, what did I just take from? Did I take from my emotional account? Did I take from them, or did I feed it? Like, what was I doing? And then if I fed this one, did I take from another one? So you're juggling your whole finances in every single category of your life. It boils down to the finances and the accountability for all of those houses.
Oh, and what works for you is not going to work for your friend, your neighbor, your partner, your kids. Like, right? It's all different.
Absolutely.
Oh, you have me going.
And what your portion may be might not be someone else's portion. And, you know, it's like when my mom would divide up a chocolate bar, my older sister would get a piece, but she'd try to divide it fairly. But my youngest brother couldn't eat the same piece my older sister could eat. You know, we're talking age difference, what the cells need, all that. We have to be careful of that with ourselves as well, because today maybe I can't have that whole chocolate bar. Maybe tomorrow I could have a bigger piece of chocolate. It doesn't matter.
We'll be back, you guys.
Do you or someone in your family suffer from nightmares? Is your home cluttered and you can't seem to clear it out? Your home or office may have low vibrational energy, and it could be impacting you and your family. Using the ancient techniques of dowsing, Master Dowser Annette Regalo can raise the vibration of your home or office by identifying and curing stress lines and negative vortexes that may be creating disharmony in your home or office. Annette has over 20 years of dowsing experience and is passionate about creating high vibrational spaces for others to live and work. Contact Annette today at 612-394-3736 or AnnetteRegalo.com to schedule your free dowsing consultation. When you transform the energy of your environment, you transform your life. Remember, that's AnnetteRegalo.com. AnnetteRegalo.com. Is your space aligned with your dreams? Do you feel inspired when you walk in the door? Carol Heider can help you create a space that you love, where you thrive, and where you always want to be. Using her 29 years of experience as a feng shui consultant, teacher, author, and trainer, she can help you bring forth the inspired essence of your home or office, making it a place where you feel whole and safe. Learn the specific feng shui adjustments that Carol has seen as the most important, such as determining which room in your home should be your favorite, why your stove may be affecting your health, and why your office may be holding you back. Contact Carol at 612-823-5093 or carolheider.com to discuss the specifics with a personal appointment. By elevating the energy of your space, it becomes sacred and you will be forever changed. Contact Carol at Carol Heider, that's CarolHeider.com.
Hey, everybody, we're back. Okay. So something that we are inviting our guests not only to be curious, but what can they share and what can we learn from them and as we share our time together? And Sandra has offered to do a beautiful guided meditation for us on air. And we're going to just turn the mic over to her and just let it flow. And I really invite everyone, as long as you're not driving a car, be safe. I really want to invite you guys to join us with this next part of our segment. The microphone, the floor, and the airwaves is yours. Go for it.
Thank you, Kelly. So I would invite everyone to just close your eyes and just connect with your breath. And we're going to go through an exercise that many of us do every single morning mindlessly as we get out of bed, we go to the coffee pot to make a cup of coffee. So I want you to visualize yourself walking into the kitchen and making your cup of coffee. And as the coffee is in the mug, you're feeling the warmth of the coffee mug. You're smelling the aroma of the coffee. And as you sip it, you're feeling the warmth in your throat and in your stomach. And you're feeling your vibrations rise from whatever it is in this cup of coffee. And you say to yourself, this feels so good. This smells so good. This tastes so good. But perhaps maybe later that day, you have a little bit of an energy drop and you haven't associated it with the cup of coffee. So perhaps you drank the coffee because that's been what the habit has been. And perhaps happiness doesn't come from the habit. It just comes from the ceremony of making a cup of coffee. So perhaps the next morning when you get up and you walk into the kitchen, perhaps you ask yourself before you make the cup of coffee, is this for my highest good in this moment today? Does smelling this coffee, tasting this coffee, holding this coffee cup support my bank accounts emotionally, physically, mentally, spiritually, etherically? Is this coffee right for me today? And as you breathe and connect, you'll have the answer of yes, this coffee is good for me today. Or maybe I'm going to skip this coffee today and see how I feel in a few hours. Maybe I will come back and revisit the coffee pot. And this is actually something we need to ask for everything that we do from the moment we awake. Perhaps it's a soda, it's an apple, it's a piece of cake, it's yogurt, it's chicken. Is this for my highest good today? Perhaps it's a conversation with someone. Is this what I'm supposed to be talking about, or is this just mindless chatter? So as we preload and we can fill the equity in each and every level of our body, we can ask, is this increasing our equity or is this decreasing our equity? And as we take a nice deep breath in, we can understand that this is metaphors for everything that we do, we say, we think, and we feel in each moment of every day. So as we take another deep breath and exhale, we just want to be mindful of each thing that we do. Thank you.
That was beautiful.
Well, that was just a quick analogy. And you picked up the coffee cup going, I'm going to love this coffee. I need this coffee. I want this coffee. And I'm just smiling inside because I said to Spirit, I have so many different types of meditations. What subject? And they started writing subject and they underlined coffee. And I went, okay, we'll go with coffee today. And then you make that analogy of the coffee. Now, you can have the coffee. The coffee, again, is a metaphor for the things that we do out of habit, right? That we do out of habit, out of programming. You know, for me, gave up coffee a long time ago because it just wasn't agreeing with my stomach. It took me a very long time. But I love to go into a coffee shop and hang out and smell the coffee and see the smiles on everyone's face. I might get tea, I might get water, but I can absolutely be in the aroma of coffee because why? It's filling my emotional side of happiness. It gives me happiness to smell it. It gives me those sensations. It's filling up the other equity parts of me, of the me, myself, and I. But to actually physically drink it doesn't agree with me. So I take that out of the equation. Make sense?
Absolutely.
If only we could all do that all the time, what kind of world would we live in?
Well, that's the mindful preloading. You know, when we can delete the old programming that we've come in with, and this surveillance camera that's recorded everything, you know, habit doesn't equal happiness. And yet we do it every day, all day. And then we wake up one day and we go, that really didn't make me happy. So we have to go through friendships, foods, work. And by the way, guys, we're at the time right now where contracts are up. They've been up, but we're living in our old habits, trying to tell ourselves the stories that this makes me happy. So relationships with food, with energetics, with people, it's all up. And we're now at the whiteboard. We need to erase everything and start over. What uniquely makes me happy for me, and what I need to do today to maintain the equity in all those houses.
So this just kind of came into my brain when you were saying that. So let's say I'm listening to this and it's my experience of life that, you know, maybe I'm a new parent. My partner also works, and I am experiencing life that basically from the moment I wake up to the moment I go to bed, I don't have a second. What would you say to someone who's experiencing life that way?
So I would take the time somewhere in that day to tap into being grateful for that new baby, being grateful for my very strong body that is surviving without a lot of sleep and dealing with the daily chores all by my lonesome while someone else is out of the house. So where do you find your happy points that can fill the accounts that you're depleted in? So when you can find those happy points, then sometimes you're not looking at the fact that you are sleep deprived. Sometimes you may not look at the fact that your meal schedule isn't the same, but yet you feel fuller because you filled yourself with more happiness. So all these scales within the houses can balance where you're depleted in one, you can fill up in another. So finding that gratitude, that happiness somewhere along the lines in that busy day. And then maybe the next day you can say, I'm going to get away for 30 minutes and I'm just going to try to take the bucket and fill up all these spaces where I'm lacking, because tomorrow may bring the same as yesterday. Where do I find my balance?
It was interesting when we had kids, a rule at our house was everyone showers every day. The baby will live and you need 10 minutes to yourself. I met so many mothers and so many fathers that were like, oh gosh, I just haven't showered in like days and I'm so this. Showers to me, I could take 4 a day if I could. I love showers and I think it's just a gift. And you can have a 30-second shower or you could be in there for an hour. But it was one gift that my husband and I consistently gave each other. Did you shower today? And the other person just grabbed the baby and kept it alive. And it was just such a gift. And you come out of a shower and you feel fresh and you feel clean and all those other things. So I love what you're saying about those little gifts, whether it's 30 seconds or whether it's a shower or whether it's taking the long way home or going to Target by yourself and walking the aisles or whatever you need to do. Just these little
Kelly,
things.
Really what you're talking about there is you find value in a shower.
I do find value
in a
shower.
And so that's where you put some equity.
I did.
That's where you're putting some equity, and that's where you can find some time and talent in that shower, because that's your quiet time. So what are you doing? You're filling some of those houses that would normally be depleted, because that's where you found value. And that's important. People have to find value and where they want to put their equity in all of their houses, all of their levels, to create a frequency that has some kind of balance to it. Even if it's on the days where it goes uppity down, zippity doody-dee-dottity. I don't know why that just came out, but you got to play in the arena of your day.
That's so powerful. Okay. So we have a couple moments left, more than that, but we have a couple moments left of our of this segment. How do people find you?
Embodimentofthesoul.com. And I also have a studio here in D.C. in the Rockville area. So if people live in this area, Maryland, D.C., Virginia, they're welcome to come see me in person. But I work with clients all around the world via Zoom, advanced Reiki, beyond quantum healing, regression work, intuitive coaching, etc. But it's embodimentofthesoul.com. And my email is on there as well.
Perfect. So, Brian, oh my gosh, we could just go into so many different things. What are, see, I'm seeing the thought bubbles and I'm having a hard time speaking English. I apologize. So what words of advice could you give to someone that doesn't have that 30 seconds? So you need to find little things that you can do to find those moments. I just, you know, what's funny is I find a lot of people just feel like they're not worthy of giving back to themselves. Let's talk about 2023. I don't know why that just came in. What advice do you give? Are you giving everyone, just the people in your world, for 2023 and putting down what no longer serves you? I see shopping bags. It's like I see all these people carrying around these shopping bags, and only one of the shopping bags are theirs. So they need to put the shopping bags down.
And that's a metaphor for the old programming. The first thing I do is forget 2023 and just live in today.
Okay.
Forget the calendars that are created for you. We unfortunately need to follow some of the time frames, you know, hourly, because other people are counting on us. You know, if the drawbridge didn't go up because the guy didn't want to count time, that barge is in trouble, right?
True.
So we have to, you know, we have deadlines and so on. So we have to take stock of, do you find value in breath? Because the breath is what gives you life. You said bubbles, and I'm thinking air bubbles. You know, take the time to use that diaphragm and get that breath down to that pubic bone. And in that moment, while you're counting maybe 1 to 5, holding it, releasing it, whatever that is, find gratefulness in that air. Find gratefulness that air is what circulates the cells in your body, that keeps your heart beating, that keeps your feet on the ground. And then pull in the energetics and try to find a frequency that can create some sort of happiness. Because to run around every day, all day, as a miserable low frequency existence, that isn't serving you. And that's the old programming. That's the shopping bags that you're carrying around that everybody else filled. It's not the shopping that you did. So empty out all the bags, give the bags away, find just one shopping bag that would help you find some value within yourself and in your breath.
That's beautiful. Okay, you guys, we're wrapping it up here with Sandra McEllis, Embodiment of the Soul. She will also offer, if you put in the subject line when you email info@embodimentofthesoul.com, subject line Edge Special, she will give you a complimentary 15-minute private healing session by sending that email off. Sandra, thank you so much.
Kelly and Brian, thank you.
Fantastic. And I'm loving my cup of coffee today. I'm going to rock it on every single level. And I'm having a sip for you. Being Curious with Kelly, Kelly and Brian, Brian and Kelly here with Sandra. Check her out. This has just been lovely. Edge Magazine, just pick one up. Talk to you guys soon.